control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The program being Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. And here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff. All there free. The other shows in the radio industry, a lot of them want to charge you for their websites. We do it free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. So for those of you just tuning in, we're bringing you the story of Nancy Genovese. This is according to MirthaLawFirm.com, who I believe are her attorneys. They're telling her story of what happened when Nancy, who's, yeah, she's probably kind of more of a right-wing lady. It sounds like from the description of what she was doing with her day. She was at rifle range shooting earlier in the day. She did injure herself somehow earlier. She injured her leg. She hadn't had it, I guess, properly wrapped. It was bleeding. She had stopped on her way to going somewhere by the airport where there was a helicopter husk on display, kind of a monument sort of display. And so it's in a public place, public airport, public road. She pulls over, pulls out her camera, and starts snapping photos of this because she's got a support our troops page on her website somewhere that she wanted to add these photos to. So she's one of these, yeah, go country kind of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found out what her country's really all about, which is a total police state. So when the police came up, one police officer, Lieutenant Iberger, shows up and begins harassing her.
That's Iverson.
I believe it was Iberger.
Okay.
And let's see, it was Robert Iberger, yes. So he harasses her, threatens her with terrorism, calls out a number of other police officers, including the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security. A bunch of cops come out, sheriff's officers. They come out, they taunt her because she's got a bleeding leg. They're calling her names like teabagger. They're telling her they're going to get her for terrorism charges. I mean, lots of intimidation tactics going on. She had a purse with a bunch of money in it she was going to take to, I guess, pay some of her kids' schooling costs. She's got some older teenage, like 18, 20-year-old sons. So she was going to go in and pay some schooling costs, and they forced her to leave her purse in her unlocked car as they took her away to jail after 5 to 6 hours of questioning on the side of the road without allowing her to go to the bathroom or have anything to eat or drink, which is, that's a pretty difficult situation to be in.
Yeah, that's going to affect the answers to whatever questions they might ask.
And so they left the car unlocked. When her sons were finally able to return to the car later on, they found that about half of the $13,000 had gone mysteriously missing in that period of time. And Nancy was taken to jail, where she was taken to a medical facility for her bleeding that she had. And during that time, deputies insisted on staring at her while she disrobed in the hospital room. They then took her antibiotics from her when they brought her back to the jail. The following morning, she was briefly questioned by two FBI agents. No federal complaints or charges were ever brought against Nancy. That same day, she was transported in handcuffs and ankle shackles with no regard for her ankle wound to the Southampton Justice Town Court. The driver drove fast and recklessly, intentionally making abrupt turns and laughing. This caused Nancy, who is not secured by
quite a department.
It's not uncommon, this sort of stuff. I've heard about guys driving those vans in crazy ways. One of the guys who was in it was Kurt Hoffman a few years ago, was actually, they got into a car wreck because they were driving so crazy with him in that van. And he hurt himself because, again, they tend to not buckle you in these vans.
Right.
So she's being thrown all around as this maniac is driving, careening down the streets. Instead, she was restrained with her hands cuffed behind her and her ankles cuffed together so she could roll about in the back of the vehicle, further exacerbating her leg injury. When she requested the deputies secured her with a seatbelt, they laughed at her, and the driver continued to recklessly swerve around. Nancy Genovese was brought into the courthouse in handcuffs and leg restraints, was violently pushed through the door by the deputy sheriffs. This added to her humiliation, particularly since Nancy knew some of the courthouse employees and other people who were present. Both before and after arriving at the courthouse, she repeatedly requested to speak with an attorney, and all of her requests were ignored. Despite never setting foot on the airport property, Nancy was arraigned on a single misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass in the third degree. She was assigned a legal aid attorney by the judge.
Now, they had said previously, the night before, that she was being arrested for being a terrorist.
Terrorism.
So now they've got her for criminal trespass in the third degree?
Mm-hmm. Undersheriff Kara Kappa and Deputy Carlock, who had not treated her well previously, intentionally lied to the judge about the circumstances surrounding her arrest, including that she was a terrorist and she had surveillance equipment in her car. The judge then set bail in the amount of $50,000.
Well, they can call anybody they want a terrorist because it doesn't mean anything necessarily. One who attempts to rule by terror, one who attempts to coerce by terror.
Well, it means something when you've got to make probable cause to a man in a robe who then gets to arbitrarily set an amount of dollars to keep that person or not in a cell.
And she does have surveillance equipment in her car. She had a camera, but, I mean, you know, what does that mean?
Due to the excessive amount of bail, Nancy's children needed more time to come up with the money, so Nancy was returned to the jail. Legal aid attorney assigned to Nancy spoke with the deputy and the undersheriff due to the conversation, directly afterwards informed Nancy that he was no longer her attorney and that he was going to ask the court to place her on suicide watch. Once back at the jail, Nancy was processed, including being issued prison greens to wear, and was photographed, fingerprinted, and eye scanned. Members of... Boy, that's creepy.
Eye scanned?
Yeah, they don't do that up here yet.
Never heard of that.
Members of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department continually verbally harassed Nancy. A woman in civilian clothes then interviewed her. She told Nancy she was going to be placed in general population. During the interview, two men wearing the Suffolk County Emergency Response Team jackets entered the room.
I can't believe anybody takes this seriously. At this county jail, I can't believe anybody's taking this mom as a terrorist seriously.
She was photographing a helicopter husk, Mark. She could be out for blood.
They put the helicopter husk out there so people would be looking at, look at it. It was an interesting showpiece. What a surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Someone
there, Gomer Pyle. Somebody wanted to take a picture of the helicopter you put out there because the people would look at it. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, it is. One of them removed Nancy from the room and held her in the hallway.
I mean, they're thieves. They took this woman's money, and they're hassling her in order to make it look good.
They're just the biggest gang in America. That's all. That's all they are. They just have a really good PR scheme going on to make you think that there's something other than a criminal gang, something other than the most organized criminal enterprise known to mankind. But let's continue. Again, the emergency response team entered the room after this interview, or excuse me, during the interview. One of them removed Nancy from the room and held her in the hallway
the
outside.
The emergency response team, we should make that clear, this is the SWAT team.
I mean, right, typically that's
come
what
in,
that is.
They must have come in some kind of, I mean, a god, I can't imagine what it was like to have them come in the room.
So they come in, they then hold her outside in the hallway outside of the interview room. From there, she heard, Nancy heard the woman who'd interviewed her arguing with the other man, saying that she is not suicidal, despite the woman's protest.
She's suicidal. She's going to have to go in the suicide cell buck naked and not have nothing to wear.
Right.
I can tell she's suicidal.
We wouldn't want to put her in population where she'd actually have human contact. Nancy was physically moved by the two men wearing the jackets to another room. There, another woman who identified herself as a nurse administered, without Nancy's consent, two injections into Nancy's arm. One of the men held her head down so that she held her head so she could not see what was being done, while the other man held Nancy's arm down. Despite her demands to know what they were doing, no one answered her. She experienced bruising and swelling in her neck and arm long after she was released from custody.
So I find this, you know, this kind of invasiveness to be the very worst of all this. You know, the idea of just giving someone injections. It's spooky to me that they could just do whatever they want with your body
they
in this
own you,
way.
Man.
They're just, you know, they could be putting anything in this woman.
Yep.
Lots of people have lots of issues, whether, you know, philosophical or religious. They don't want to take particular stuff. I don't want your, you know, vaccines or whatever you're giving. I had a vaccine one time that made me very, very ill, and I'm not interested in it.
Who knows, man? Maybe they put some sort of RFID in her bloodstream. I mean, who knows what they could be putting in you?
It's hard to say.
Nancy was then escorted by the two men into a cell area where she was forced to disrobe and put on a suicide gown consisting of a heavy jacket-type blanket that fastens around the body with Velcro. Nancy was not permitted to wear undergarments under the blanket, just like you said, Mark. Nancy was required to wear this same suicide gown for the next several days. After 3 days, Nancy was evaluated by a psychiatrist who determined her to be of sound and stable mind and immediately removed her from suicide watch. Later that day, bail was posted, and Nancy was able to go home. Subsequently, all of the charges against Nancy were dismissed. 855-450-FREE.
$5,300 or something like that.
And several days of her life.
Terrible event happened to her.
And there's a little bit more. We'll share you the rest of her story here in moments.
Share
with you. Share with you. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This could happen to you or your mother.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we also want to invite you to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up here in less than a month. We will be live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival every single night. In fact, more nights than last year. Because Mark, you and Stephanie are going up early on
now
the Sunday,
with an extra night.
Right, the Sunday night prior to the beginning of Borkfest. So it starts on the 18th of June. It goes through the 24th. So on the 17th, you guys are actually going to be there for a special early pre-Porkfest edition of Free Talk Live. And
it is pre-Porkfest, yes.
And I imagine there are going to be enough hardcores. Like, Porkfest is an all-week-long camping Liberty extravaganza, and I imagine there will be people there on Sunday night that you'll be able to socialize with.
It's so awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to talk to people. That's what I like the best about Porkfest. I didn't realize we were going to have this long conversation about Porkfest, but this is the thing that I really like the best about it, is the early days. Mm. When you're talking about Friday, Saturday, those days are just... they're so many people.
And they're packed with things to do.
And there's
but there's stuff to do all week long. It's not as, like, the early days nowadays, like, back in the beginning, Free Talk Live used to just go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that was it. And then, I think it was last year we went for the first full week. Was last year our first full week?
I don't know.
I don't recall.
I think so.
It's hard to remember Porkfest sometimes.
I think we were there for full weeks before that.
But anyway, so we were... I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, back in the... several years ago, the early days were real slow. Like, it was only the hardcore people who would come up, and it was, like, real quiet camping experience for the first few days, and then it would ramp up toward the weekend. But last year, it was rocking on, you know, Monday night, Tuesday night. It was pretty busy. So I expect the same thing's going to happen this year. It's going to be pretty busy all week long.
Oh. You know, to me, there's a few hundred people there, maybe on the first day or something like that. Maybe a hundred to a few hundred people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough people that you get a chance to talk to folks and really interact and that kind of thing. There are going to be more than 1,000 people there on
probably.
Friday and Saturday. So
if last year's any indicator, that's probably a decent prediction. Anyway, you could still get your registration in now. It's not too late. You can go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Get registered for $35 for the entire week. Contact Rogers Campground. The details are there at porkfest.com to get your campground reserved. It's still not too late. You want to get out there. You don't want to be paying the day of or trying to cross your fingers and hope you can just show up and get a campsite that day. You want to go ahead and lock it in while you still can at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. We are going to continue with the remainder of Nancy Genovese's story. It's been a lengthy one, but one worth hearing. One that everybody who still thinks that they live in a free country really needs to know about. And this is according to her law firm, MirthaLawFirm.com, mother of three, arrested, threatened with terrorism-related charges, ends up being charged with trespass. All the charges are dropped after several days in a suicide watch cell, wearing nothing but a suicide coat.
Down.
And being completely separated from any sort of jail population, being treated like dirt by the corrections officers, by the sheriff's officers, by the lieutenant that originally harassed her and threatened her. All of this for taking pictures.
Had her money stolen, too.
Right, had thousands of dollars stolen from her car, allegedly by the sheriff's office. All
presumably,
of this.
I think is probably the proper term.
Because she took pictures in a public place of something that is viewable by the public, is a helicopter, a husk of a helicopter, on display outside of a local airport.
It's nuts.
She was threatened over this. And, of course, as you pointed out, Mark, people have been threatened for taking pictures of buildings. People have been threatened for taking pictures of the police. People have been threatened for taking pictures of all kinds of things, video, photographs. If you've got a camera in your hand of some sort, you are a potential terrorist, at least according to these police officers. So finally, her bail was posted. She was then later, charges were dismissed against her, so she never ended up going to trial for the alleged trespassing charge, which how could she have? She was on public property. Upon Nancy's release, Undersheriff Karakapa issued a press release in response to media inquiries titled Armed Woman Arrested for Trespassing at Suffolk County Gabreski Airport, which falsely stated that Nancy had been taking pictures of the airport and the surrounding security, and that she became hysterical and began screaming and flailing around when confronted. Undersheriff Karakapa also falsely reported that Nancy had surveillance equipment, 500 rounds of ammunition, and scary weapons, that's in quotes, in her car. And that she was a right-wing extremist and terrorist, and that she'd been at the airport trespassing several times and had been warned to stay away. Upon further inquiry, it turns out...
Well, then they should have... if this isn't true, and I really think that he's a fool for having written this down if it's not true, and I don't know, But if this isn't true, then they should be able to cite these instances where she's, you know, like they've got this, they've got documentation of her being asked to leave previously from the airport.
You would think, but upon further inquiry, it turns out that Nancy had never trespassed at the airport before, had never been warned by anyone to stay away.
And this police officer's a fool. He's an absolute fool, and his department is going to end up having to pay for this woman's court costs and her lost money. Frankly, these officers that hassled her, what was the one guy's name? Carlisle.
Caracappa. There's another one.
Carlock, excuse me.
Yeah.
Carlock and Osterberger, or whatever his name is. These people should be fired. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
Mark, they're just doing their jobs. They're trying to protect the people from terrorists.
Yeah, protect people from taking pictures of tourist items.
She had no surveillance equipment of any kind other than her point-and-shoot camera and certainly was not a terrorist. Undersheriff Caracappa has refused to issue a retraction or correction. Nancy has since filed a federal lawsuit seeking up to $70 million from the town of Southampton, County of Suffolk, Lieutenant Iberger, Undersheriff Caracappa, Deputy Carlock.
I think that these guys they sound to me like they're going to be personally liable because they have violated her civil rights. Once they violated her civil rights, then they're personally liable. And I think that that might be the circumstance. We might see something really good out of this one.
All of the alleged facts discussed in the article have been taken directly from court documents filed in this case. Nancy was on public property the entire time. At no time did she trespass onto airport property, which is why that charge was dismissed. And they actually include here a Google Maps view of the actual helicopter that is on display publicly. Although Undersheriff Caracappa released that statement saying that she was previously spotted around the airport, Nancy says she was never warned to stay away, and not a single person can verify the man's claim, the sheriff's claim. Yet to some, Nancy's claims seem far-fetched and outrageous. And that's just because those people who think she's making this crap up, they just haven't been paying attention. If this is your first encounter, this story, maybe you just tuned into Free Talk Live for the first time tonight and you've never heard anything like this, I can tell you that Nancy's experience is not unusual. Many photographers are threatened. Many photographers have been arrested. Many people have been intimidated by these police. She is just, what she's had happen to her has happened to all kinds of people. Innocent people.
If you don't, anybody's going to say that sometimes people act unreasonably and irrationally. Anybody who says that police officers do not act sometimes unreasonably and irrationally is somebody who's acting irrationally. Because you then believe that police officers are incapable of human behavior when they're human.
Right. And, of course, we also find that humans tend to aggregate power to themselves. So they're interested in that. When they get power, it tends to corrupt them. More coming up here. 855-450. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. News updates are there. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up there, and you can follow us via your preference. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you're looking for some great coffee, Mark, you've got a recommendation.
That's right. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with O'Neill Coffee in order to bring some really great rates to our listeners on gourmet coffee. O'Neill Coffee is a third-generation family-owned business. They still roast each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees there. So, you know, I like the French roast decaf, but you can get whatever flavor you like. I also had the house blend, but it was, you know, it was great. It's the kind of cup of coffee America was built on, that kind of cup of coffee. We had some here at the studios, and people enjoyed them, the ones with caffeine in it, so I didn't try any of those. But the two I had were awesome, some of the best coffee I've ever tasted in my life. And to show the Free Talk Live audience a commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Doug, listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm 100% libertarian, but every half hour you're letting something go. Like, first she was taking pictures, then they found a rifle, then 13,000 cash. And 500 bullets. I mean, I'm all for that. It's probably none of it's illegal, but it's like somebody is testing a defense or something, like the Cato Institute or ACLU. I mean, this is textbook almost.
What's textbook?
Like everything's right on the line of the law. It's like almost a counter.
She was driving home from a shooting a day at the range. I mean, what's the big deal?
No, it's I'm a libertarian. I'm just saying,
right. If there's
the
a
way
line,
it all went, it's, sure. It's almost to show, like, to show the nation. I mean, it's almost like bills put on to say this is what our rights are.
That's it's an assumption, right? But you've got to consider that there are 300 million people in the United States, and each one of them does different things during the day. So you have these these hundreds of millions, if not billions, of sets of circumstances, billions of sets of circumstances.
Yep. So
one of those circumstances is going to be right on the line, and this is that circumstance. I guess you can call it right on the line. I frankly don't see, this woman as being right on the line. But okay, I mean, you know, if this is your line, then fine, it's right on the line. But you know, with billions of possibilities, you're going to win the lottery sometime.
Oh, of course, and pretty much. But what I was trying to get at was, the odds are there. But I mean, it's like to go next to an airport these days, you got to be dumber than a box of rocks. She says she's all pro war and all that. I'll buy that, but.
Well, I don't know if I agree. I mean, she wasn't in the airport.
Food or anything. I mean,
I don't agree with you. You'd have to be dumb to go and photograph something in a public place outside of an airport. I don't think that's a dumb thing.
In America, I guess they don't know that. I mean, it's not what we think. You go next to an airport with a gun. I mean, you're a terrorist. That's how they look at it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this airport that I live near.
At the same time.
There's a major road that goes by it, and if they had some kind of display item there and you wanted to take a picture of it, you pull off to the side of the road, you happen to have a gun locked
in
your
trunk. Lots of people have guns in New Hampshire.
Yeah, lots of people I know drive around with guns in their cars constantly. I mean, I imagine they take them out to go to the airport, but I don't even know what the rules are going to an airport with a gun.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is it illegal to have a gun in your trunk locked at the airport? I can imagine
there's a news story every couple of months of somebody who went to New York City and told some police officer, "Hey, where do I check my pistol?" I mean,
bad news.
Doug, I get where you're coming from. You think the whole deal was a setup, but it seems very unlikely.
For the good, though.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, if this woman wins her $70 million federal lawsuit, it'll certainly be good for her, and hopefully that'll help with whatever trauma she had experienced by literally having her entire worldview thrown into a bit of a tizzy. Doug, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you.
Thanks for the call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, of course, talking about the mother of three who was harassed for taking pictures of a helicopter husk in a public place. Outside of an airport, just absolutely harrowing the experience that she went through. And I think it's important to share the story because, first of all, I don't think it was a setup either. I mean, come on, what are the odds that you would know that? I mean, you can't know for sure that anyone's going to notice you taking pictures of the helicopter, and then the police are actually going to respond to you taking pictures of the helicopter. I mean, there's so many big question marks in there.
It seems as innocent as it could be to me. I've heard of people doing lots dumber things.
Right, and why, if it were a setup, would they have chosen a woman who is particularly pro-military and obviously pro-state by her perspective?
Well, the caller was suggesting that that might be a ruse, too, so, I don't know.
Seems preposterous. Okay. Seems paranoid. But something you don't need, that something that is not paranoia is a concern that you might have over drones flying about in the sky. Since we're talking about airports, since we're talking about terrorism, well, it's not going to be too long before drones start buzzing about in the skies near your city. They've already been doing it in the Chicago area. As many as 40 miles away from Chicago, drones have been spotted over the last week in preparation for this past weekend's NATO summit.
You wouldn't think they'd need to, that kind of turning radius, but maybe they do.
Or maybe they're just flying wherever they want to because they can.
40 miles away from Chicago land's expansive, but 40 miles away, you're talking.
That's pretty far.
You're out in the cornfields.
According to a CBS local in D.C., with the use of domestic drones increasing, concern has not just come up over privacy issues, but also over the potential use of lethal force by the unmanned aircraft. I mean, you didn't think it was going to take that long, did you? After the drones come out, what was the question mark was going to be? Well, how long until the first drone is armed? How long?
So are we talking about predator drones? You're talking about like helicopter drones here.
I am not certain. I don't know the different model numbers here. They do show a photo of a quadricopter drone with a camera.
So now that that could pop somebody, and I've seen, I think I've, yeah, I've seen video of that happening.
So I don't know which drones we're talking about here, Mark. But
yeah, the copters make sense. The Predator drone, the only thing you can really do with that is drop a missile, and that's not an appropriate kind of thing. When you were saying drones, I was imagining the Predator drone, but you could use the quadricopter, sure. You know, fly in through some opening or something like that, and, you know.
Drones have been used overseas to target and kill high-level terror leaders and are also being used along the U.S.-Mexican border in the so-called battle against illegal immigration. But now these drones are starting to be used domestically at an increasing rate. The FAA has allowed several police departments to use drones across the U.S. They're controlled from a remote location and use infrared sensors and high-resolution cameras. And already, Chief Deputy Randy McDaniel of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Texas told The Daily that his department is considering using rubber bullets and tear gas on its drone. He says that those are things that law enforcement utilizes day in and day out, and in certain situations...
I don't think that law enforcement uses rubber bullets day in and day out.
Apparently,
I think
you don't live in Montgomery County.
They should use rubber bullets day in and day out. I mean, they use real bullets far more often.
Well, they're just, you know... It's going to be a little while before they put real bullets in these things, but it's only just another matter of time.
Not if they're putting rubber bullets in it. It takes nothing to put real bullets in it.
That's what I'm saying, and it's just a matter of time.
It's just ammunition.
McDaniel told The Daily that these are things that we use day in and day out in certain situations. It might be advantageous to have this kind of system on the UAV, that is the unmanned aerial vehicle. The use of potential force from drones has raised the ire of the American Civil Liberties Union, but will they be able to stop it? Come on.
Seems unlikely.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about drones armed coming soon to the skies near you. 855-450-3733. If your local police department gets their hands on one of these things, set the clock. It's only a matter of time. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That sounded pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
inviting you at freetalklive.com to support the show if you'd like. Go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and we will invest that into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. In fact, I'll be announcing a new station. Technically, we can announce it at this point. I just haven't gotten around to putting it on the website yet. KXLE in Ellensburg, Washington is our newest Sunday night affiliate. They're taking the show live on Sundays, which actually means it's Sunday afternoons where they are because they're in Washington.
That's right.
But they'll be having you and Stephanie on every week, which is great. And it's being made possible by listeners like you who become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up using any major credit card via your PayPal account or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks, enjoy, and help Free Talk Live get on more stations. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we will continue here, still to come, Mark, you're going to tell us about a man, I believe it was a man, who was ticketed for saving his son.
That's right.
Ticketed by the police for saving his son's life. We will get to that story here in a few moments. But I realized that last night I was talking briefly at the beginning of the show about Joe Biden, who had come to visit Keene, New Hampshire yesterday, making national news as he was, I guess, stumping, as they call it, for the Obama campaign and this 2012 election. And this was one of their campaign stops. They went to the Keene State College here in town. It was supposed to be a...
Does that suggest that Joe Biden is going to be acting like a stump?
Is that a joke? I mean, I don't know.
The stumps are dumb.
Got it. And of course,
poor Joe always gets the butts of those jokes. He seems to put his foot in his mouth on a pretty regular basis.
I really don't know much about the guy. I just know he's a scumbag politician, just like every other politician in Washington, D.C., except for Ron Paul.
Well, I'm not going to propose to know the guy or how he acts. But
yeah, he just seems like a scumbag to me. I mean, we saw him speak at some radio convention a few years ago, like 5 years ago or something like that. And he didn't seem like anything else besides just a typical dirtbag politician to me. Did it come off differently to you?
I was just amused by the speech.
Amused, not in like a ha-ha funny kind of way.
Well, it was a ha-ha funny because at the end of his speech, he stands up, raises his arms aloft for the applause. I mean, this is a room of talk show hosts. Read Republicans. Nobody clapped for it. It was like a smattering of applause here and there. It was hilarious. I mean, he expected applause and got nothing.
So you're not saying he was funny because like he'd written jokes.
He is not a comedian.
No. So this guy was showing up in Keene the other day, and I talked to you yesterday about the ludicrous behavior of the Keene police ordering us to move from the median or move to the median from the roundabout, then move from the median to the side of the road, and there was just some shenanigans there. But there was a little bit more, including the security measures that these guys had up. And it was a huge convoy of cars that brought this guy in, 17, according to one count.
17 cars for the vice president to travel around.
Yeah, they brought in pretty much probably every single state trooper that was on duty in at least the western half of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You could
speed anywhere in New Hampshire.
Yeah, pretty much.
The behavior that would have otherwise been dangerous if they caught you and gave you a ticket for it is now not considered dangerous enough to have anybody on duty to take care of.
It would otherwise have been a good day to rob a bank, because pretty much every cop in the entire vicinity was at the Keene State College campus or thereabouts.
I don't think you want to rob the bank too close to the Keene State College campus.
No doubt. But my point being that everyone in law enforcement was involved in this, it seemed, at least.
I guess what you're saying is that any bank robbers that are listening, if the president or vice president go anywhere, that that's the place to case out a bank?
Response time is going to be limited wherever it is that the police are taking care of the important politicians.
Yeah, at least they're keeping us safe.
And, they weren't really even keeping Joe Biden safe, because what I wanted to tell you about here was my experience of being there. I was there all morning. At 10:30, Dave Ridley came and picked me up. We went there together. Dave Ridley, of course, from RidleyReport.com. He's already been posting some raw video that he took from this particular event, including video of Kelly Voluntarist and Graham Freeman being kicked out of the campus. You can see that over at FreeKeene.com. So I'm standing there holding my feds out of NH secede now sign, which is my favorite sign to bring out anytime some federal person is in the area.
Right.
Because I don't want to be seen as partisan. I mean, I think all politicians are scumbags. So, I mean, I don't want to have some sort of anti-Biden sign. Then people are going to think I'm a Republican. So I have a secession sign out there. And I was out on the side of Main Street for quite a while, for a couple hours. Then I went down the street that actually goes through the college. And was standing out by the parking lot. Now, of course, I've been banned from the college, so I'm not allowed to go off of the sidewalk and take a step toward the school, or I will be arrested by the plethora of Keene police officers that are in the immediate vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm, chatting a little bit with the occasional cop, being friendly. And then this suited guy comes up and starts talking to Keene police, and I, of course, walk over because I'm curious as to what's going on. And this is one of the Secret Service agents. They have a little star lapel, some sort of pin on their lapel.
Some indication.
Yeah, basically identifies them of as being a Secret Service agent. And so I started to, I said hello to the Secret Service agent when he approached me and asked me to go into the parking lot. And I told him, he asks me, he didn't order me, he asked me to go into the parking lot. And I told him, well, I'm afraid I can't do that, or else this man, pointed the cop, will arrest me. And he looked bewildered at me, couldn't understand why that would be. He was like, well, we've determined that it's fine for you people, meaning protester types, to be in the parking lot. Like, well, I can't do that, I've got a trespass order against me, so I think I'll be fine right here. And even if I didn't have a trespass order against me, had I wanted to stay where I was, and I wanted to, I would have...
Yeah, just because you were told to go elsewhere.
Right. I would have gone ahead and
that's the kind of guy you are.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, he didn't tell me, and he made it very clear that he was just asking me to go over. And I was like, oh, no, I appreciate you just asking, and I'll be fine right here. Thank you very much. And so he kind of went away, and we exchanged names. And at first, he didn't want to tell me his name, and so he asked me my name. And I told him I'm Ian, and then he said, and then I got him to tell me his name was like Bob or something. And so he goes back over and talks to some of his police buddies. Well, while this is happening, there's a dude with a dog, which presumably is a bomb-sniffing dog, because they're not going to be sniffing for drugs. They're not going to be sniffing for bodies. There are only really three types of police dogs. So they have a bomb-sniffing dog that they're walking up and down this particular street, which is an entry street into the college. So this clearly is going to be the street upon which the vice president will be turning in the motorcade. Right, that's why they're running the bomb-sniffing dog up and down it. That's why this suited agent has come out and has started discussing things with the Keene police. Activity had started happening here, and so I kind of figured, all right, this is going to be where the motorcade comes in. Turns out I was right. The motorcade did come in that direction. They came down the street. They started turning into this particular street, and I'm just standing there right on the corner with my sign the whole time. I've got my camera out recording this incredibly lengthy motorcade, and actually Ridley got some more footage of it. It's over on his YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/RidleyReport. And, of course, Biden's limo goes by at some point. There's a couple limos. Again, a bunch of state police, a bunch of black SUVs, all kinds of folk. Even an ambulance was in this this motorcade. And Biden rides right by. He's looking out his window, looking straight at me as he rides past.
Did he remember you?
No, I've never met him before.
Well, you saw this.
Nor would I want to meet him. He's a politician.
He was grabbing people's hands on the way out of the luncheon that we were.
Was he?
At.
I don't think I would have touched him.
I did. I remember that much.
You touched him?
He grabbed my hand.
Oh,
and shook
I see.
It.
Is that assault? If you didn't want to be have your hand shaken?
It's not like I... No, I don't think it is. I think it's over-friendliness.
So he was looking straight out the window, so I'm pretty sure he saw my secession sign, which that was a good thing. And, of course, plenty of the cops certainly saw the secession sign while I was there. But what I thought was most interesting about this whole encounter was that at no point... I have a big backpack on. I've got a backpack where I've got a video camera. I've got, extra batteries for the video. I've got all kinds of stuff in this backpack. But I could have had the backpack laden with explosives had I been some crazy...
Well, the bomb-sniffing dog went near you, right?
No, he did not. That bomb-sniffing dog did not come near me. It was probably 20 feet away from me. I don't know if there was a wind blowing or anything like that, but that bomb, the guy operating the dog was just sniffing around trees and sniffing around the side of the road. He didn't come around me. Dave Ridley said they actually searched him, and he was much further away from this particular location. He was out on Main Street. He was searched by the Secret Service in order to remain where he was, but this guy that talked to me didn't search me, and I've got a backpack on. I was just thinking, I'm not a violent person, but the thought went through my head, if I were a violent person, it would not have been a big deal for me to set off some sort of explosive right there on that street corner. I mean, the car went right by where I was standing.
Well, I think that you might be overplaying explosives at this point. In an open-air area, I don't think an explosive would really do anything to his limo other than...
Ran right up next to the door of his limousine and set off a backpack full of explosives, you're saying that wouldn't do anything?
That would be more so. If you're just standing on the sidewalk, I guess you could run...
The sidewalk, I might have been 10 feet away. It would not have been hard to run right up.
A firearm would be a more appropriate thing in that circumstance.
There's probably bulletproof glass.
Then the bomb probably...
855-450-FREE, SACL CA. AI toll free line. All I'm saying is, I think his Secret Service agents dropped the ball.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.